Well, it's fall, finally.
About time.
You know what that means.
Balls get longer.
It's all about face aesthetics now.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sun, you can't see body anymore?
Sun's, body goes away.
Sun's gone, gun's gone. Mm-hmm. It's time for swords.
Oh, that's not face.
I guess I didn't really think about this.
That's true.
Someone sent me a sword.
An actual one?
Recently?
Yeah, the sword showed up in my mail at my house yesterday.
Was it sharp?
They had throwing knives with it.
Nice.
A cool you want sword?
It? I guess I'd have to take a look at it aesthetically.
Yeah.
Is it like a...
What,
like
was it a saber?
European or Eastern?
You know, I'm getting real tired of offering free shit to people. And they go like, well, I need more information.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get rid of all the fucking bedroom furniture that I bought just as, like, yeah. I needed shit, so I went to IKEA a year ago.
Right.
And just bought shit.
Yeah.
And it looks like shit.
Just give it away for
it
free.
It is shit. You are shit, pal. Hit the bricks.
That's what you're saying to your hems.
To your Ernez.
Just do a curb alert, dog.
I did. I tried to give it away for free.
And no one
people are like, I just posted on Instagram. And then... Somebody suggested that's not the best way to
that's
go.
That's crazy, because what you're going to get is people that know you're going to talk to them at least three exchanges now.
Yeah.
What you're going to get is guys that were being ignored.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what? Oh, yeah, I'll come by. They live in fucking St. Cloud.
Yeah. I wanted to go to a black woman of color who's also a business.
Yes.
To a melanated business voice. Mm-hmm. because that's really who, after seeing the George Floyd video, I was like, what needs to happen right now is I need to buy cappuccinos from melanated voices.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, you want your fucking nightstand to be used solely to store... Cocoa butter.
If I give my Brimnes custom bed and headboard setup to anything other.
Oh, I thought you had the Malm.
You know, I think about it, I do. Thanks for knowing more about my bed than
I used to have that bed.
The Malm?
I used to have the Malm.
What do you have now?
In the dark color, the black.
That's a classic.
The ebony Malm.
Yeah. Ebony.
What do I have now? I have just a like a metal platform. A platform bed.
I have a low metal one myself.
For low, the time low is what's the, in style.
The time being I'm going back to just sleeping on the floor.
I love it.
I already test ran it. I'm still good to go.
That's your roots.
Nice. Yeah, well, I mean I wake up, you put just a little futon mattress. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean the only reason I had it was women's fault that I had furniture.
Absolutely.
Guess what, bitch?
Yeah.
No headboard.
Right. Yeah. Nothing. Now the apartment will be empty.
You need to go back to like a like a beach chair, PS4,
yes.
And an enormous television on the floor.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. That's it. Mm-hmm. BYOC when you want to come hang out at Nick's spot.
Yeah. A stack of High Times magazines.
One of them. Yeah. Pizza boxes that you've made furniture out of.
I had a friend Andrew when I was like 17, he was like 23, and his roommate was probably 24, 25, and that guy's room was so funny.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because it was like, it literally that, like a fucking twin-size, disgusting mattress on the floor with like just a single comforter that would like make its way halfway across the room, stack of High Times magazine, and one of those like boom boxes for Mexican.
Yes, dude.
That's just in like
a Magnavox.
Right, that's in like the broken electronic section of Best Buy.
Yeah.
Just shit that's like open box and fucked
yes.
up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a real cool
Iowa.
Guatemalan boom box.
Right. It's very defined, the base. Uh-huh. It's circles.
Yeah.
It's like a different, it's like red. Uh-huh. Red circles.
High Times magazine, a lot of infected mushroom coming out
of
that room.
Oh, God.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, that was a hilarious setup.
I've never been a floor mattress guy, but I do go box spring, and I've been low mattress, and I'll be low mattress for the rest of my life because of, I like the height it is when you fuck.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be able to stand up and fuck from behind.
You had a box spring, and it looked like that. Stop getting in bed looked like that video of that bulldog that couldn't get onto the pool chair.
It did not look. So I haven't seen it. It did not look like that.
We're gonna pull that up.
But that's it was. But it is cute when I get into bed.
It's
but
cute when you miss
when
the
I
bed
successfully
and
get in. I don't miss it.
He misses.
I don't ever miss my own bed.
Uh-huh.
That's why I like a low bed.
Yeah. Here's Stop trying to get into bed.
Oh my god, it's adorable.
I haven't seen the video.
You literally have that ass.
Oh hell yeah, that is me. But I get in.
Literally,
no, yeah. That's you trying.
That's me sneaking into pussy. That's me getting my dick in pussy.
Look, here's you trying to get into the right position.
Oh,
watch! Here comes.
Let the people get some of the music. Yep.
This is from.
Here's Stop getting up. Getting up in the morning.
Tell them the link.
Yeah, he fell off the chair.
So you can follow along at home. That's a bulldog in a beach chair.
Yeah, if anyone wants to watch it, Nick found it on the Woof Woof Facebook page.
Which he is a moderator of.
I am a moderator.
Did I tell you I had a roommate, John, that I lived with him
fake
for like
name.
A year and a half. This is a fake name. And I lived with him for a year and a half, and he's like, actually, I'm the moderator for the Facebook page.
Seltzer?
Seltzer,
yes.
Yeah. We never had seltzer in the house or anything. I was like, you don't even like seltzer that much. He's like, it's all right, actually. But I was like, why'd you start the page? He's like, they didn't have a fan page for seltzer. I thought nice. They should have one.
Did he ever fuck off of that?
Off of his seltzer thing? No, I don't think
You should
he did.
Be able to get pussy off of doing something like that, or a couple dollars.
I'm sure there's at least one woman that's like, oh my god, he started the Facebook seltzer page.
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be a couple people that post so much in that that it does matter to them.
Yeah, I want to get like a Santa Claus outfit and a bell, and then like a little like A-frame or whatever, and it has like a red shield on the top.
An A-frame and, what?
Like a little like a sign. Or whatever.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it says, you know, red shield on the top, and it says "Pussy for Santa." And just stand outside of Macy's and ring the bell, and then as women walk by, just be like, "Ma'am,
God damn."
And then when they look closer,
yeah,
be like, "Do you want to have sex in my car?"
In Santa's car,
yeah.
Just point to a fucking Nissan.
Yeah, "Pussy for Santa" is the
point to a Nissan Maxima.
We're out here getting Santa's penis wet.
Either you can have sex with me, or you can donate money to go towards a high class escort, because I won't be fucking some street. Santa doesn't get bad pussy.
How about like just like a junkyard, and there's an old guy with like white hair and a white beard, and he's carrying like a girl that's covered in like bug bites and like a Raggedy Ann dress, and she's got dirt all over her face.
Yeah.
And he's walking through all the garbage, and he looks at the camera, he's like, "Hi, these kids need pussy." These kids need some motherfucking pussy. And the Christian Getting Pussy Network.
Yep.
For the cost of one pussy a month and one American pussy a month, you can buy these kids.
Would he be carrying
some junkyard pussy?
So the girl he's carrying,
she needs pussy.
She needs pussy. Mm-hmm. He's taking her to get pussy.
Yeah,
he's taking her to get pussy.
That's awesome.
And it ends with him like walking out of the junkyard, and then we see that this is just a set. And he's actually in Hollywood.
He's on the soundstage.
And now he's on the Sunset Strip buying a prostitute for the junkyard kid.
And she eats the prostitute's pussy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's a hard knock life for us. Instead of pussy, we get bust. Mm-hmm. We have to eat a bunch of bust. All that feed honestly, us is bust.
I would be really pissed if I wanted pussy and I got semen instead.
Yeah. We have
you're
to eat bust.
I would checking be, the mailbox every day.
I would be
pussy.
Freaking miffed.
Yeah.
If I had to eat cum instead of have sex with a woman.
Yeah, that would freaking piss me off too, brother.
Thanks, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad we're on the same page here.
You know, it's like statistically almost, if you make it to like 35 years old, if you've been going to restaurants your whole life, there's almost a 100% chance you've eaten bust.
Nice.
Because a lot of people think that nobody's doing that in restaurants, but every restaurant I worked at,
every single one,
they're putting bust.
There's always somebody nutting in the food.
Yeah, and it was me.
Yeah.
I bet you the percentages are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you've eaten somebody's pubes? I bet you have, Adam. People don't
100%.
You.
Oh, yeah.
People hate you.
Yeah. I will be poisoned, you know. It's weird to know the way you're going to die. Actually, there are two possibilities.
Yeah.
But I know that it will be one of two.
What is it?
One will be a poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
From someone I don't even really know that well.
Right.
You know, someone that I've pissed off so badly and I don't even...
You're not even aware of
I'm
it.
I'm not even aware of it.
Maybe
I'm,
our enemies from too, the Red Scare.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that.
Could be that.
Maybe Anna will poison you.
No.
She'll be like, Adam, I have some cool clothes for you to wear.
That we both fit
poison
into.
Yeah,
we both... The same size that we are.
Yeah, Adam.
Except the shirts, yeah. My shirts thought, are bigger because of my tits.
I thought I'd extend an olive branch. And
but get, our pants we can share.
Yeah, and I'll give you... You can dress like a 1920s lesbian.
But like little do you know the buttons.
Like fucking
poison clothes, classic. Yeah. The classic poison clothes. Mm-hmm. The other way will
we can
be
both look like fucking Howard Hughes' friends. Uh-huh. Yeah, here, hold it. Now put the golf club on your shoulder.
That's uh-huh. right.
And that's how you activate the poison.
Mm-hmm. I want to rewatch The Aviator. I only saw it once.
Well, you're not allowed to.
Okay. Sorry,
dude.
Sorry. I'll ask
the,
you.
You have
I'll
to go to the hospital you. For your medicine.
Yep.
Uh-huh. The second possibility will be I'll have a sneezing fit during while driving. And I'll just slam into a wall.
Interesting.
But it'll be one of two. It'll either be Anna catching and poisoning me with clothes.
You know what I think is a funny move? Is like being in public and saying cheese while taking a selfie.
That's very
to
funny.
Yourself.
Yeah. Cheese.
Uh-huh. Do that with the
yeah.
Like
I'm, yeah, I'm... I'm new.
I'm new to selfies.
I'm new to hold the whole.
What you were texting about yesterday? Now that's a good idea.
Yeah.
A guy as soon as he a guy having sex and as soon as he comes, lay out the scenario. He busts.
Oh
and
yeah,
then,
that was very good.
Oh, well, I was just listening to Backcountry.
Yeah. Imagine a guy just busts and immediately plays Avenged Sevenfold.
Puts on Backcountry on his phone.
Doesn't talk.
You
to
were
the
listening
girl.
To your to the Divorce Kid playlist.
That playlist was never finalized. There's only three songs on there.
Uh-huh.
So, Backcountry and what else?
I forget. Probably like Trapped.
Hell yeah.
Trapped.
Yeah, Hoobastank.
Yes. Yeah. And the reason is I'm gay.
I am crawling in your ass looking for some semen.
Just, hell yeah.
Yeah, well, basically, the idea behind that song is I was thinking about like a really fucked up Magic School Bus episode.
Yes.
Where Carlos gets raped.
Yeah.
And so uh-huh.
They have to do a rape kit.
They don't do a rape kit. Miss Frizzle makes the school bus tiny, and this kid's driving to Carlos's ass to find the semen from his rapist
right.
oh,
to give
okay.
to the police
exactly.
officers.
They had to do an investigation.
They cover the school bus with cotton.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so they go, well, the school bus shrinks down, goes into Carlos's ass while he's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then while they're in there, and Miss Frizzle's like, look, kids, that's the HIV virus.
Oh, no.
And it's killing Carlos or whatever. And then the nerd, what's his name? Arthur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah, his name.
Adam.
He's like, he's like, what's this button do? And Miss Frizzle's like, don't press that button. It turns off the magic.
Uh-huh.
And he presses it, and the bus becomes full size. And
in his ass.
In
yeah,
Carlos'
splits
ass.
Carlos up.
And it tears his ass completely open to the size
well,
of,
his whole body, you'd
to
assume.
To the size of a
no,
bus, yeah.
The sad truth is that the rest of him is mm-hmm. fine. His ass is just torn.
And Carlos is like, adios mio. Not again. And then that was sort of the idea behind the song, crawling in the dark.
Crawling in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, by
Hoobastank.
Hoobastank. Mm-hmm. There was a guy that we used to call Hoobastank at Greek church camp.
Why'd you call him that? Because he smelled?
No, he was good at singing Hoobastank.
That's a good reason.
Wow, that's a great
nickname. He kind of looked like the guy, and he would fucking... Uh-huh. He was shy, but he would... Crush singing Hoobastank just outside, and we'd be like, hell yeah, Hoobastank. Mm-hmm. Everyone's playing basketball, Hoobastank's just fucking crushing the acapella mm-hmm. versions.
Yeah,
how about Cuba Gooding Jr. Stank?
Yep,
and they're like, I'm crawling in the dark, why don't you show me the money?
show me the money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm crawling in the dark. Somebody suck that baby's dick.
Yeah. It stank.
And the reason is my agent, Tom Cruise.
That's right. Get and me the new reason contract. Is Cruise.
Cruise.
I found a reason to be straight.
I can't think of any
Psych,
other.
Psych, no, I didn't. I'm gay.
Who the stank songs.
And the reason is I love the taste of fucking guys' cocks.
Like, those years were such dog shit.
There's really just those two. The reason and then Crawling. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm thinking of Linkin Park's Crawling.
Yeah, that song's good.
Sucking on my dick. My balls, they are now empty. Something like that.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Chester.
R.I.P. Chester. Mike Shinoda is holding it down for you.
I have it on good authority. On Mike Earth. Shinoda actually killed him.
No way, dude. Don't put that out into the universe.
He fucking samurai sliced him up.
Oh, man. Not a day goes by where I don't think about Chester and Bradley from Sublime.
No, Bradley, I don't think about anymore. The wound is healed. But Chester, it's still so fresh.
No, Bradley, it still hurts. Ever since he died in 1994.
Dude, I used to absolutely rock with Sublime.
Dude, I remember, like, do you remember, like, wanting to be a stoner, like, before you
of course.
Ever got high? There was, like, an older kid at camp, and in retrospect, it's one of the gayest things anyone's ever said.
Literally half-baked is probably the reason I...
Of course. It seemed so cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah. But he was
doing
like,
the voice before you've ever smoked weed.
He was like, dude. He's like, dude.
Yeah, man.
Dude.
Dude.
Fuck you.
Yes.
You're cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that movie's so
John funny. Stewart's part's pretty.
Have you ever seen a bag weed? Of a $20 bill on weed?
I literally knew that. I would recite that before I saw Half Baked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah.
And then I saw the movie. I was like, oh, that's where this is from.
Yeah, but the older kid was like, dude, you got to start smoking weed. And when you do, you got to put on a little Sublime. And I thought that was the coolest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys kiss after that?
No, I remember. I was like, that kid, like.
They kissed.
Yeah, we kissed.
Be honest.
They made a movie called Smoke Me By Your Weed.
Smoke Me By Your Weed.
Where Armie Hammer plays, he's the older gay man that teaches the younger homosexual Jewish boy about weed.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He penetrates him to Santeria.
They've got an apple that he shows him how to turn into a pipe, and then he puts his cock in it.
He sucks his cock through the apple. Because they both have blue-ass Jewish dicks, by the way. That fits in the middle of an apple.
Yeah.
Smoke me by your weed.
Smoke me by your weed.
Yeah. The Adam Friedland story.
Uh-huh. Honestly, if that movie...
And the dad's like, you don't have any idea how jealous I am. I've been waiting to have gay sex for decades.
Damn, it is perfect in that regard.
Yeah. Well, it's real. As part
didn't we have an argument? Wasn't I the only one who said that he's gay now? That
his dad is gay? I just didn't participate in the conversation.
Who, my father?
Well, your dad, yes. But also the dad in Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, yeah. He is gay. You find out at the end of the movie.
I feel like I was the only one who was arguing that.
Were we arguing about Call Me By Your Name?
Or maybe I was arguing with Eldis.
I think it doesn't matter whether he's gay or not.
He's definitely gay.
The point is that he doesn't love his wife.
That's true. That's what we can all agree
but
on.
But it's not
all women are
it's
whores.
It's not gay to not love your wife.
So much. Yes,
it
is.
Cool
it's
to
cool.
Not love
exactly.
Your wife.
And that's
nice.
The, yeah.
Hey, nice wife, homo.
Yeah.
That's what I love saying.
The moral of the story is you can either choose to be gay, or be a bitch who doesn't love his wife, or be a cool guy that gets pussy on the side. His dad's moral failing was not coming out of the closet and living as himself, but it was was not cheating on his wife.
Who gets boy pussy on the side?
Does she?
Well, whatever.
So.
What about instead of Gary Busey, it's Gary Bussey?
Gary Bussey, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, like, you know how cool of a movie Call Me By Your Name would be if instead of Armie Hammer, it was a lady with big ass tits sucking off of like a regular.
Yeah, an older hot chick.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
What if instead of Armie Hammer, it was Arlie Ermey?
Who's that?
Oh, the Army guy?
The drill instructor from Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket. Yeah.
God damn it, boy. I love the taste of your cock.
The only thing that comes from Texas is steers and queers. Thank God you're not a steer.
Look at it all covered in shit. Looks like a Snickers bar.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just pounding your ass viciously.
Mm-hmm.
Army style. See, I would worry about the aftercare with Arlie Ermey.
Mm-hmm.
Would he cuddle the way Army Hammer did?
Bullshit!
I'm a very sensual lover.
Yeah. They'd have sex with Sufjan Stevens.
What a cool guy to be.
That is an awesome guy.
Just be
You're just so what you are that they just like, all right, you get to be you in movies.
Yeah. Well, just, I mean, because it's like, I had a friend growing up that like just knew he was going to be in the military. Mm-hmm. Like he just knew, like he was, from when we were very young, he was like, I'm going to be a Marine.
Right.
And then he was a Marine. Then he got blown up. Now he's an airplane mechanic or something, you know. But
does he have all his limbs?
Yeah, he would. It was like I think he was in a car. So there'd be like a Jeep or something. I mean, he didn't lose any limbs.
A Humvee.
But I know he had spent time in Walter Reed. And then he took his like GI Bill or whatever to go to like airplane fixing school.
Cool. Now
he lives in the Pacific Northwest doing that.
Okay,
but. It was just like all he ever wanted. And he clearly like modeled his personality off after Arlie Ermey. Even as children.
I
guess I kind of like project that onto Arlie Ermey himself.
Right.
But the idea of a guy that's just like, I'm just going to scream and this is going to be me for my entire life.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
Just one gear, one note.
Yeah.
Just crush it, though.
They did it great, and then he became famous for it.
Right.
You know?
Was he actually in the Army.
Yeah. He was a Marine Corps drill instructor.
He's exactly what he's played every time.
It wasn't surprising to me if he just wasn't in the Army at all.
I don't know if it was, like, how it went down, but I, you know, remember reading that, like, they needed him as like a consultant on Full Metal Jacket,
something like that.
And then Kubrick was just like, "You just do it.
You're perfect.
Yeah,
you're perfect for this."
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me about a movie.
What happened to Adam in a movie called "Smoke Me by Your
Yeah. They brought me on as a consultant.
We need a gay guy to explain how sucking dick works.
Well, you know how, like, Hollywood...
Can you just do it?
Yeah. Hollywood, they have a lot of problems getting gay right in movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have to bring in extra consultants.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's, you know, Harrison Ford was actually discovered because he was sucking dick on the set of Star Wars.
Yep.
He was hired as a cocksucker.
That's a fluffer.
And they, which they needed for, because they had to have...
It seemed they got ultimately cut out.
Well, a lot of the puppets were very complex, and it required not only the use of your mouth, hands, arms, and legs, but also your penis.
It had to be hard.
And yeah, and Frank Oz was like, to make Yoda work, because he's already doing Jabba and fucking Chewie with his arms and legs.
Yep.
He would need a guy to suck.
And they shot
his...
all those at the same time, by the way. To save money. You don't know this, but it was a very low budget movie. They were shooting three scenes at once with one guy playing all
three
puppets.
There were three scenes where R2-D2 and Yoda would have to be having a conversation with Chewie and Lando. And so they would have Frank Oz's, one of his feet would be in blackface to be Lando. And one was Yoda and Chewie.
Right.
And then they would, in the middle of it all, they would have to have... Chewbacca, and so someone would have to suck his cock to keep his dick hard, and that's Harrison. That was Harrison.
That was Harrison Ford's
job. He may have been a carpenter. I may be misremembering.
That was it.
It was. I think it was. He was sucking Frank Oz's dick so that he could perform Chewie.
He was a blue collar style rent boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he would do whatever you wanted. Sometimes it was carpentry. Sometimes it was getting your dick hard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's actually where Adam Carolla got his start, too.
Yeah.
He was, a lot of people don't know this, but he had to suck Jimmy Kimmel's dick.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
To keep Jimmy Kimmel hard so that Jimmy Kimmel could play
Carl Malone.
Yeah.
With his arm.
Yeah.
While he would also be his famous Carl Malone meets Chewbacca Yoda. And R2-D2 sketch.
Yeah.
That's right. And what's really crazy is that they met while he was on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing Loveline.
Yeah.
But that's how he got into character.
Yeah, he was
it had to still work visually.
Yeah, he was sucking penis.
So true.
It is true.
So motherfucking true, actually.
So, you guys probably could have guessed, but the three of us right now, we have DNC fever.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get enough of it personally.
I didn't pay attention, so we're not going to talk about it.
Okay. I haven't watched a single
episode. I just want to say shouts out to Colin Powell. Colin Powell.
Uh-huh.
For being the DNC speaker.
You know what I call him?
What's that?
You don't want to know. You don't even want to know.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call him War Machine from Iron Man.
Cool.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
You're giving him too cool a name.
Black Iron Man.
He was Black Iron Man.
Isn't that the story? It's like fucking Iron Man makes a suit and he was like, no, to make a shittier version for... Give the iPhone 6 version of the suit to a melanated voice.
To a black guy who has actual combat experience.
Yeah.
I'm just a rich prick.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You got to give me a better suit than this, Iron Man.
Let me get one that makes my dick bigger, man.
Yeah.
Poor Terrence getting owned and them just giving the role to Don Cheadle for no reason.
I love Cheadle, man.
Yeah, he's cooler than Terrence.
He's so cool. I just watched, what do you call it, with J-Lo.
It's funny
because
he's in Hotel Rwanda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's okay for them to ask him to do like an African accent. But imagine you make a movie with like, I'm trying to think of who like the leading Chinese actors or Asian actors are.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Chan.
Yeah, but Jackie Chan already
talks like that. Yeah.
You had a regular.
Fresh off the boat, that.
I guess there aren't any.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like Korean actors, I feel like.
What do you call it? Chow Yun-Fat?
No, man. There's a guy who played Korean Jim on The Office for one gag.
I guess
because
like
the
biggest Asian...
Eugene Park, is that his name?
The biggest Asian stars are like people that were already famous in Asia and then they came over here.
Yeah,
because you're trying to make that international bank money.
Yeah. But it would be funny if you had like an Asian actor that speaks perfect English because he's from Chicago.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, this movie's called Hotel China.
Yeah.
And,
that guy's name is not Eugene Park. I don't know what the fuck his name is.
Is there any way that you could make your voice?
Randall Park. I don't know why I said Eugene Park.
Randall. Interesting name for a Chinese guy.
He's Korean.
And
he speaks fluent English.
Even better.
He grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
He's exactly the guy you were talking about just now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's like, you know, there's no way Randall is his Korean name.
Well, they do that with Furio from The Sopranos.
He's from Jersey.
Yeah, he's American.
Apparently, they auditioned people in Italy, and no one got it.
Because they're so bad at acting there.
They were too busy trying to have sex with the female casting directors.
That's true.
Can I see you pussy, please? I don't want to do the audition. I want to make a love to you.
You have a bee on your head.
You have a bee on your hat. Have you guys been listening to Talking Sopranos? It's good.
I listened to like a little bit of the first episode.
I love it because it's my friends.
If I want to hear anything about the Sopranos, I'll just close my eyes and
listen
go
to
into my own head.
Uh-huh. They said that apparently Jerry Stiller was supposed to play Hesh.
Really?
But he dropped out.
Wow, that would have been cool.
Wouldn't that have been awesome?
That would have been really cool.
And that's the kind of tidbits you're missing by not listening.
I love tidbits.
Jason Alexander was supposed to play Tony.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They have a similar vibe.
Could you imagine how bad that show would be if all the characters were Jewish?
I don't know.
Tony's the only guy that's not in therapy.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm trying out drinking.
I'm trying out getting pussy.
I've been trying
to get pussy.
I've been trying to commit crimes on the side as a way to make myself feel better.
It's really just all comes.
I'm trying having confidence.
Yeah.
All the other Jews are like, something's wrong with
something's
Mort.
Something's off.
We have to kick him out of the law firm.
He's not allowed to be in part of the pedophile ring.
This thing.
He's not allowed to be a producer anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to be making Spy Kids 4 without him.
How about this sting of ours?
This sting? Committing crimes.
Hey.
That is the only. That's my go to sting song.
The Desert Rose.
Desert Rose. That's
the best one.
That shit took over Greece. I was there the summer. It was a hit. It's blasting everywhere in Greece, dude. I'm like 13. Everybody's blaring Desert Rose in Athens. It's fucking awesome.
I remember seeing it on SNL, I think.
Mm-hmm. The Desert Rose?
Yeah.
Well, he was a musical guest.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he got like some...
What did you think? What possibly else could it have been?
I thought
been
that they did a sketch where they're like... about Sting, maybe the joke is that he doesn't bust, because that's his whole thing, is that he likes tantric sex for hours and not busting.
I could not be me.
SNL's so fucking lame, dude.
Are they even coming back? What are they doing?
I don't know.
They're going to do Zoom.
I'll tell you what it doesn't do, is it doesn't get my dick hard.
Oh, that's fuck. What do you do about that?
I don't know. You know what? In fact, I'm going to go piss. Well, maybe you could
offer some suggestions. Okay, well, offer some suggestions? Absolutely. Yeah, I hate when my dick doesn't get hard when I watch SNL.
Just in case, you know, if there's a, what?
Oh, I thought you were going to give us a copy.
No.
There's no copy.
I don't have my phone with me.
Of course you don't. One of the basic tools of the trade.
Of podcasting.
I'm missing.
No, I was trying not
the
to.
One, you're constantly on your phone every other episode. The one time you need to have your phone... It's not here.
No, I was trying to not have it so it's I could listen.
It's very funny. Anyways, the promo code is cumtown in case I'm not, but okay. I'll be back. I just got pissed real quick.
Okay.
So go ahead and...
I just set up my phone so I actually can't sign into my Google. Mm-hmm. But listen, here's the thing about talking
about...
Oh,
you got a new phone?
It's the same one. Apparently they're coming out with new ones. So
my screen's all fucked up.
I have insurance, so they just gave me the same one.
Oh.
So I'm just going to wait until the new ones come out.
Yeah, hopefully four cameras this time.
I might try to get rid of the smartphone if I can, but I don't know.
Go to a flip?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, once we quit the show, we'll just all get flip phones, get into little cabins, never get on Twitter ever again.
Zero pussy.
Anyways, I'm going to go piss.
Okay, so...
Nick's going to be pissing out of his soft little dick. But if you want to be a man and piss out of a hard, big dick, what you need to use is blue motherfucking chew.
If you're a guy like us, you like to piss hard.
Dude, I love pissing hard. The stream is, you don't know, it's uncontrollable.
In fact,
it's like a fire hydrant.
The alpha move is to fuck soft and
piss hard.
Yeah.
So don't take blue chew before you fuck. Slather your little fucking wet, fucking soft cock into a pussy. The girl's like, what the fuck's going on here? And you're like, shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm soft right now. And you're loving it, aren't you?
And you're
she's
loving
like,
it.
I guess. And then as soon as you're done, as soon as you bust, you have
soon
to train
as
yourself
she
to
comes,
bust. As soon as she comes, which will be...
From your soft dick.
Which will be almost instantly because she feels what an alpha you are.
Right.
And how much you're about to go. And you're like, the whole time you're fucking rubbing your little nub in her pussy, you're like, I'm about to go piss hard, you fucking bitch.
Because as
you don't even get the hard dick. I enjoy my hard dick when
exactly.
I piss. And so being dommed so hard like that, she fucking busts loads all over
that's
your
right,
fucking
because
soft
the
cock.
Female orgasm, as we all know, is not a physical thing. It's an emotional thing.
It's emotional, right. It's mental, and you have to treat her poorly.
So she'll get
do violence to her pussy.
Exactly. So she'll get off emotionally to your soft dick.
Yep.
Then immediately afterwards...
You pop a blue chew.
You pop a blue chew, bring her into the bathroom, tell her to lay on the bathroom in the tub. I heard right. Trey Songz does this.
Really?
In between sex sessions, he'll tell the girl to go to the bathroom, lay in the tub, play with her pussy, and then he'll piss on their face. It was all over Black Twitter today.
I didn't realize that.
This is the Black Twitter minute from coming Adam Friedland.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop.
So you're not talking about the.
No, we're talking about it.
We're saying you should piss.
We're saying
you fuck soft and you piss hard.
We're saying that a real true alpha gets his dick hard and then pisses on a woman.
Mm-hmm.
As a means of marking one's territory,
exactly.
Much like a dog would.
And look, maybe you're not into that kind of advanced kind of sex, But if you love sex, you're going to love BlueChew.com.
We want men to know it's okay to need or want some help to boost confidence and allow for better sex.
That's right. I want men to know that.
I want men to know that.
The other thing, too, about BlueChew is that it is a 100% black female-owned.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Company.
These are melanated voices that own that run this company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you buy these...
The people that sealed your little... The hands that sealed your pills... We're wearing big, long acrylic nails.
Yes, and it's not just the workers. It is the people at the top, too. The board members, the CEOs.
In fact, the workers are white men who are nude.
The workers
nude.
Are white men that are wearing gimp outfits.
Yeah, the people that own the company are all black billionaire
Yep.
women.
Black billionaire
Have you
women.
Ever seen, have you guys,
who Black Wall Street is.
Exactly. They went to a time machine, went to Tulsa, got Black Wall Street before it was, you know, firebombed or whatever, which was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And they took them to the future, and then they own BlueChew.com, and all the workers are the white guys that were gonna do the terrorism against them.
Yeah, if you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com.
That's right.
A lot of the people, like another thing that is the BlueChew would also a lot of the guys down at the orphanage, they take it. To make the bust for the orphans.
Right. Because they can't get pussy.
Imagine how hard it is to get your dick hard after just the endless busting.
Right.
Not even in a way
you're being milked like a cow.
You're being milked like a cow to make food for homeless children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's some would say it's sexual exploitation.
Of the man.
Of the man, but you know... Your boss is a black owned woman.
Right. Wait, she's a black owned woman?
Yeah.
A black woman owns your boss?
She's a melanated voice.
Okay, gotcha.
She's a melanated character.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, you get your dick hard with the same medicine as the regular shit.
How about watermelonated?
No, I don't believe so.
I mean, just,
maybe not in the middle of a reading.
Yeah, no, we gotta get. It's the thing is we're doing these protests to help out watermelonated voices.
Right, I'm gonna double down on no.
Okay. At BlueChew.com, you get the first chewables with the active ingredients sildenafil and or tadalafil.
Tadalafil.
Try saying that.
Tadalafil.
Good job.
Thanks.
BlueChew.com affiliated physicians work with you to find the dosage and active ingredient that is best for you. Mm-hmm. Chewables can work faster.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of that sentence.
They can.
Chewables from BlueChew.com can be taken on a full or empty stomach. Mm-hmm. So no matter how much cum you got in there, you're good to go. Online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than the other two, and it takes only a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit.
No.
No awkward conversation.
Laughing at your little fucked up cock.
No waiting in line at a pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Chewables from BlueChew.com are made in the USA, and they give you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it.
We'll love it.
And if you're single, take them to beat off. You know?
Uh-huh.
The important thing is you buy the things that we advertise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether you need them or not.
It's practice for girls.
Yeah.
Right? That's why I used to beat off into condoms when I was a kid.
Right.
To practice for when one day I was going to have sex with a girl wearing
first a time I saw a condom at sex set, I beat off into it, and then I didn't use a condom for years.
I think I did the exact
same
thing.
I've never beaten off into a condom.
I was like,
I think when
grade.
I was like, 7th grade, 13, yeah. Health class.
I beat off into a red-colored Lifestyles condom.
Yeah, why they always give, like, banana-flavored condoms in health class? They were shitty-ass condoms.
That's what was left.
Yeah.
There's a kid in my school who chewed on a strawberry condom as a bit. It was pretty funny.
That's funny.
That is pretty funny.
Every guy has performance issues at some point in their life. BlueChew.com, not me, though.
Not us.
You guys.
I do.
A lot of, yeah.
Every guy listening. And stop.
I'm man enough to admit that my dick doesn't get hard.
Because his bed was too high, so he'd have to struggle.
Now that I have a low bed, it gets hard. But
he was struggling.
I used to have to struggle for hours to get into the bed.
Thinking about that bulldog again.
The girl would be like, do you need a hand? And I'm like, no!
Yeah. I'm
sit
not
there.
Gay.
Sit there and play with your pussy. I'll be up soon.
I'm trying to get on the
bed. I'm trying to get on the bed to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking
don't bring
bitch.
The stress of the outside world into the bedroom.
No. Get a low bed and get a uh-huh. dick pill, visit, and your dick will be harder than hell.
Visit boochu.wom. That's B-I-U-I. C-H-E-W. Beep W-I-N. And get your first order free when you use promo code WOMDEN.
Nice.
Just pay $5 shipping. That's BFUN.
BF1213.
Dot whoop.
Dot are you.
Promo code what you buy. I think that's good.
Yep. And that's another ad.
Yeah. Promo code Comptown. Promo mm-hmm. code Comptown. The company, make sure you don't actually use the promo code.
Use Comptown.
Make sure it looks like our performance is bad.
Tell them come tell.
The new bit is losing all of the sponsors.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because it would be funny.
It would be funny.
It would be so hilarious.
And we're back.
And we're back to the regular part of the episode.
We're back to having sex.
Show me pussy, please. I give you $100.
I can't wait to have sex in my ass.
Show me your pussy.
What if every time you just do a show like this, and we know it's very...
Yes.
Then, but you commit to it?
To doing the
for the whole show?
No, for years. And then,
yes.
But the podcast, because people will still listen to something.
Oh, okay, now we're in Mexico?
Now we change the...
And they, we go from Iran action? To
and
Mexico?
They never figure out what race
that
guy is.
Oh, that sounds good to me. Nick?
What are you doing, dude?
Whoa, Adam. What the fuck, doing? Dude?
It's I thought we were doing
why
different...
are you holding your eyes like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's not funny.
I thought we were doing different accents. It's
take the not... tape off your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. And where'd you get that hat all of a
this
sudden?
This is just like last week when you said the N-word.
Yeah. And we had to suspend you for a whole show.
We pretended
you were doing something to cover for you.
I went to an intensive therapy this weekend.
Mm-hmm. He went...
We sent him to a melanated voice therapist.
Yeah.
And we made him repeat to her exactly. I said, say exactly what you said on the show.
Yes.
And that black woman sat there while Adam screamed, uh-huh. We got to get these boop out of. And then I think he stopped himself.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly. On the
recording. It sounded. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, so, yeah, she, I was. I've learned a lot.
And then a single tear went down her face like in glory.
Right.
Uh huh.
And he was like, can you please say I'm cool?
Say I'm good.
Can you say I'm a good guy?
Yeah. But I got kicked out of therapy because I thought she was giving me a vibe.
It is very funny that now in particular, there's a lot of white people that are like, just like stupid white people that just desperately want black people to say that they're okay.
To launder their like,
they're having like a religious experience with black people right now. It's just like... Like
it's
just
so pathetic.
I
there's
know.
This like you've clearly never spoken to a black person in like a regular way ever in your life.
Yeah.
And now you're like, yes, you're the best.
Yeah.
Like me and my friends, and it's like just a selfie with three black people they met 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's this, I don't know what it's maybe on Instagram. People have like reposted it on the feed. But this girl like interviews white women and asks them who famous black people are, and it's just the most uncomfortable shit in the world. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Z-Way show?
Z-Way, yeah, that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I think you try and catch someone being racist.
Yeah, but I don't get what it is. She gives them a quiz on...
I haven't seen the show. I see sometimes it gets reposted.
Yeah, it just seems to me like knowing who black people are isn't the entire problem.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, whatever. But then she gets like these girls that are like so.
I think she tricks dumbasses into saying
exactly
shit.
Like they want to be publicly humiliated, and with the I don't know the carrot on the string is that they'll be accepted or forgiven.
I have no idea. I actually
whatever.
Don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even really know what I'm talking about either. But
it does pop up every once in a while, but. I haven't watched it.
Well, it's lucky for me that I know who every single one black person is in America.
I'm too busy watching Lone Wolf and Cub movies. You guys seen those?
No. Mm-hmm.
They fucking rock cock.
Yeah.
They're incredible for real. You'll love them. It's like an assassin is a son.
Yeah. I got
to.
And
they're on the demon path to hell.
I got to calm down. I got some stuff I got to take care of before I can go back to watching movies. I had a nice run there, but now I'm like.
You stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like
too
I'm
wound up.
I'm just watching basketball all day, and if basketball's off, I'm watching movies.
I have like periods where I just have to get things done, and then once that's over, then I can like recharge and go back to either watching or reading. But if
reading.
I'm like, if I get stuck in like a
pussy,
if I get stuck in like a thing where I can't, like it's like I should be working and I can't.
Right.
You know, like
I get you. You get no, you derive no pleasure when you feel like you should be doing something from watching a movie.
Yeah. That's like, that's, you know, it's like not having, because it's not, I mean, if you have like a day job, you get that.
Right.
You know,
a second you're off the clock.
Yeah. Then you can go. But yeah, with this, it's like, it's, right. You need to have something else that makes you feel like you put effort into something.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm starting straight to gay conversion.
Uh-huh.
So I can get some cock.
You're starting a gay conversion camp?
Go from straight to gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good spin on things. Thank Pray you. Away the straight.
It's weird that the Nazis didn't just try to deal with conversion women. Camps.
Oh, to make them non-Jewish?
There had to have been one guy in the pitch meeting that's like, can't we just make them be Christian?
Well, yeah, we'll dye their hair.
Yeah,
we'll give them contacts.
Yeah.
At least the ones with big tits.
I don't know if we need to kill them. I mean, that seems like a little extreme. They're not gay. You know.
They're not gay or gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
Those two we can all agree on. I'm just saying, you don't hear the gypsies yap too much about the Holocaust.
That's because they're too busy tricking people into, you know...
Playing five-card Monty.
Yeah, exactly. They're too busy hiding a fucking acorn under a cup to...
You know they're, like, still around, like, in the United States. In Ohio, there's, like, a ton of Roma.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's weird. They're just like
cool.
Rednecks, basically.
It's awesome.
God.
Wow.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. What else can you tell us about Roma?
It was a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
Do you
want to about them?
Do you want to do a little book report on the movie?
Some Mexican people.
Mm.
They're all in black and white.
Yeah. You liked it?
I thought it was great.
Why?
Because I have a tenderness for the country of Mexico.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
But what'd you like about it?
Oh, because you had
the
sex
film?
With...
Yeah.
Oh, it was really cool.
But why?
I saw it once. I thought the scene with the riots was awesome. It had a tracking shot that was similar to the one he did in Children of Men. Where the movie sort of explodes, and it's like
and that
comes out of
you,
nowhere.
That reminded you of when a man's cock explodes in your face.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't.
Is that what it was?
It was. Next question.
Okay.
Okay. So on record, that's why you liked it, because the tracking shot reminded you of a guy exploding on your face.
Just to be clear.
Hey, got his ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Why don't you El Suco my cockaroon?
You're a cucaracha? Yeah.
Well, I don't know about any of that, but I definitely want some chips and salsa now.
I would love that.
I would eat a burrito. I want to go watch Jazz.
The Utah Jazz?
Yeah. The Jazz play the fucking Nuggies.
It's cool having basketball in the middle of the day.
I love it so much, dude. I don't have to think about anything.
I'm back on cannabis. I was telling you
Respect.
Guys. Yeah.
Welcome home. Yeah, I've been getting so fucking high that I fall asleep like watching the late games. I didn't get to see the end of that Lakers. I had to wake up to watch the end of the Lakers game.
I think you were texting me in your sleep last night.
I would wake up and text you and go back to sleep. but yeah, it's nice, man. I love sports for just tuning out the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to start gambling.
The world is hell.
The world is a vampire.
The world sucks my penis.
The world is my penis.
It's fucking big as shit.
And I'm fucking gay.
I'm fucking gay. Secretly gay. I am gay. Mm-hmm. My dick is small as shit.
I don't know the rest of that song.
Yeah, I wish there was something else that's happened recently to talk about. But it's, are there any more riots? Is that going on?
We got our girl Kamala, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Got our girl Kamala in the mix. Biden's going to lose, probably. It's going to be funny.
Yeah, I mean, fuck this stupid election.
Damn.
I'm not voting.
No?
No.
Not even, like, as a joke? No.
Not, no.
I'm voting for Ken Bone.
I'm voting for...
It would be epic if Ken Bone won.
If somebody does Call Me By Your Name where I get to play Timothée Chalamet and the Armie Hammer is a lady with big-ass fucking tits...
It'd be funny if that was the movie about, like, a 17-year-old boy that just, like, gets pussy from some, like, hot 23-year-old.
Yeah.
No, she would have to be older. She'd have to be in her 30s. Isn't Armie way older?
Yeah, but in
he's
the movie...
He's, like, late 20s.
In the movie, yeah. He's supposed to be, like, 24, 25.
Yeah, he's, like, graduate student.
Oh, I felt he was older.
Yeah.
No. But it would be funny just about a family going on vacation and some 14-year-old boy is just getting, like, just choice 27-year-old pussy.
That would be awesome. That's the kind of movies we need more of. Yeah. Enough with this gay shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got that one. You got Moonlight.
Imagine that movie
you got
came
the
out.
Birdcage.
People would just be like, what was the point of that movie?
The movie's called The Awesome Kid.
Yeah, this kid rocks.
It's called Blank Check.
A gritty reimagining of Blank Check where he fucks the lady.
It's, Blank Pussy Check. I think it'd be a remake the movie Blank. Remake the movie Blank Check, but it's about a kid that finds a gun.
Yes.
And so he just can get whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Because he keeps pointing the gun at people.
That would be awesome.
He gets a mansion and a butler. Yeah.
He gets pussy. Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
Because of the gun.
Yeah, because of the gun.
Interesting.
These girls at her school are like, wow, just like my dad.
Yeah.
You have a gun. You're pointing a gun at me just like my dad does when he gets pussy.
Okay. Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting turn.
Well, that's the circle. The circle of life.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty
interesting.
That's pretty dark.
Mahatma or whatever the fucking dad's name is in Lion King, he takes Simba.
He's
like, look out, look out.
Where everywhere you see the sun, when you look down and you see these women being abused by their fathers, then later you will abuse them in the same way. That's the circle of life.
That seems kind of fucked up, Dad.
And I don't remember if I'm the guy that says this in the movie or the parrot. It could be the parrot.
I don't think there's a parrot. It's a baboon.
No, there's a fucking parrot, dude.
Oh, Zazu?
Yes.
Yes. Is he a toucan?
I don't know if he's a
parrot.
That
doesn't make any sense, because aren't toucans in, like, fucking Belize?
Yeah, I thought they were South American.
I don't fucking
know. Yeah. I think you might be confusing Zazu and Toucan Sam.
I might be.
It might be the same guy. God, I want more coffee.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I
want to
get my coffee. One second.
No. No.
Damn, two breaks in one.
Two breaks in one. I'm the only Iron Man. I'm Cal Ripken.
Yeah.
I'm not pissing. I'm not drinking coffee. I'm over here laughing. Saying, what about if a lady had big tits?
How about this? About Me Too Can Sam.
Okay, now we're talking.
And he's like, follow your nose directly into the pussy without permission. The kids are like, I don't know, Too Can Sam.
Oh, so he's an advocate for rape.
He's an advocate for rape.
I thought he had gotten raped.
Yeah, Zazu's got to be some kind of African bird.
They got parrots in Africa.
Do they?
Yeah.
Zazu, the Lion King. Let's look
at this. Put your nose in a woman's pussy. Yeah. Tell her she'll never get on.
They're both British.
Tell her if she wants to be in Rush Hour 2, she'll let you put your nose in her pussy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
most
that?
Bird cartoons I see as Jewish.
Because of the beak.
Yeah.
That's racist of you.
No, well, it's I can be racist.
But it is.
To me.
That's internalized anti-Semitism.
Yeah. And while you were getting the coffee, we found your journal that said, I
don't
hate,
talk about my journal.
I hate black women.
Don't. Come on, man. You know it doesn't
It's fucked up that you said that.
It's in your, just right here in your journal.
Page one. Chapter one.
Come on.
Dude. I thought it was weird you put chapters in your journal.
Chapter one. My dick is small and I hate black women.
That's not what it's
the Adam like. Friedland story. One day I'm going to be a star. One day everyone's going to know the Adam Friedland name.
Mm-hmm.
And second
in,
to that,
but in the
my
meantime,
dick is small
dick is
and
small,
I hate black women.
And I get pissed when I see a black
and
lady.
I can't wait to hide my secret hatred for black women.
No, come on, dude. You know
it was doesn't... weird that you wrote that in your diary.
In your diary, the date here is written January 4th, 1992.
Wow.
Wow.
You were fucking 4 years old? Five years old?
I was very eloquent for my age. But I had some... I was kind of messed
race
up.
Issues.
No, my it wasn't family, about that.
My family had to leave South Africa where I was a prince because black people demanded too many rights. And so now I'll take it out on them.
That's not what
now
happened.
Now I'm taking out...
You know that's not what happened.
No, I don't know. I'm just reading your diary.
Dude, yeah. In fact, yeah, we
stop making up my diary.
Your journal. Your diary. Mm-hmm. Which one's gayer?
Diary.
Then it's your diary.
Diary for sure.
All right. Okay, folks. I know you've been waiting for it. We got an answer here. Zazu is an uptight red-billed hornbill.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought the whole time.
And his role is that he's like the prince's like consort.
Yeah, well, he's like a consigliere to fucking
Mufasa. Yeah. Right, and he trains Simba on how to be a king.
So the baboon's like a priest.
Yeah, they should do a Lion King where Mufasa has to go to therapy.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a lioness, and he's like, "What part of Africa are you from?"
Yeah. What part of the...
She's like, I'm not. I'm Italian. He's like, that's a part of Africa.
Have you ever seen that movie? Fuck, I'm blanking on the name.
I got this fucking brother. He's a fucking... what do they call gay
Fanuc.
People?
A Fanuc. Yeah.
My Fanuc brother...
He's running around with all these hyenas.
He's trying to take over the fucking the desert.
One of the hyenas is Whoopi Goldberg.
It's a fucking desert now. It's not how it used to be. It used to be fucking grass. Everything's fucking dried up. The business ain't the same.
I can't
You gotta diversify.
I came in at the end of this thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, dude.
I loved that movie as a child.
Of course, it's a classic.
And then you found out that they were supposed to be
no,
black.
No, come on, dude.
And then you said, dear diary,
I don't
today
like
I
this.
Was betrayed.
I don't like this besmirching of my good name.
Interesting.
Of my name, which is completely unimpeachable in public.
That's true. Have you guys ever had athlete's foot?
No.
That's fungus, right?
Yeah, I've been wearing my shoes a lot, and now my feet itch.
No.
In the house?
Get some tough actin' tenactin.
I'm about to go right
Bam!
Now.
Bam!
That's right.
John tough Madden.
Yeah. John Madden here for a foot fungus cream.
Bam! I'm gay.
Bam! I'm gay!
I won't take a plane anywhere.
Tenactin, you spray it on your cock and then you're gay.
Yeah, I heard the reason he would stay, he wouldn't do planes is because you can't have gay sex on them.
Yeah, that's the thing about my bus is you get on the bus and you have gay sex. Bam!
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Pat Summerall
got his
having
little marker gay around. The thing I love about your penis is you just sort of... You got your balls right here, and then the penis comes up this way. This part, the arrow, that's where it's going into my mouth.
Just scribbling on
some guy's cock.
Some guy's penis, thanks.
Boom! You got your balls right there.
You got two. You got ball here on the left side, ball on the right side. The left side hang a little bit lower than the other one. But when you tug on the cock, you get this back and forth action that pulls the skin and the balls go up and down. Bam!
Fuck. Shouts out to Johnny Madden. Mm-hmm. Is he alive?
Yeah.
He is?
He's alive, and he's like fucking, he's only like 72 years old.
No
That's
way.
Hysterical.
No. You know, I just feel like he's one of those guys where it's like, I don't remember him dying, but there's no way he's still alive.
You think so?
Nope, he's still alive.
No way. He's
84 years old.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, because, you know, it's like Irish people look like they're about to die when they're like 37.
That's true.
Yeah.
He looked like he was 80 when he was coach right. of the Raiders in the 70s.
This is him at 18 years old.
Is Pat Summerall still alive?
No, he's got to be dead.
Boom, you put your penis in my ass. You fuck me in my ass.
Oh, he died in 2013. Damn. Mm. Pat was looking bad.
Well, you know, the thing I love about having my nipples removed and placed higher on my chest. But
that's the only place they use markers. It's in the breast enlargement videos I've watched.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Those are great because the YouTube comments on them are all like Muslim kids from countries where you're not allowed to look at porn. So they're like, such a beautiful surgery, thank you.
Yeah, it's the one thing that gets through the filter.
Yeah.
It's like medical breast augmentations.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She has such beautiful breasts.
I've seen a couple of those I could probably jump into.
Well, you know, you got my asshole here, and it opens up, and then the cock goes in there, and they call that getting fucked in the ass.
John Madden.
Well, a guy like that, he's going to hold on to his nut until the very end.
This is offering play-by-play commentary.
Yeah, you're going to have to reach back, tickle his nipples. I'm just doing my fucking Rip Torn.
They're very...
It's the same guy.
I'm gay. One close, this pussy. Yeah, another thing they tried out is that you get fucked in your mouth and you laugh so hard, the cum comes out of your nose, ends up back on the balls. And they call that blowing out the birthday cake. They call that move the birthday wish.
Fuck.
Of course, you can't tell anybody about the wish or it won't come true.
It won't come true. Keep it to yourself.
That's one of my wishes, Pat, I'll tell you, is that I get hemmed up on a bullshit charge and I get violently raped by a prison guy. They see me as, you know, some simpleton to take advantage of, get me drunk off bathroom wine, and fuck me to death in a makeshift covered wagon in the cell.
That's wonderful, John.
How do they make wine in the toilet?
I think shit just ferments.
Yeah.
Would they ferment poo?
No. You don't shit it. What are you talking about? You don't shit in it. You take stuff and you leave it in the toilet. You clean it out.
They get grapes or something?
I don't know, I guess. Maybe grape juice?
Uh-huh.
I actually don't know how they do it.
That should be... They should market that. Toilet wine.
I agree.
It'd be pretty cool.
It probably tastes really good.
Yeah. We can start, like, sponsoring parties, but toilet wine starts sponsoring parties. We do, like, the picture in front of the wall where it says toilet wine in the background. Get some celebrity influencers.
Do a step and repeat.
Do a step and repeat. That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, dude, you could have a party here. Let's have an illegal COVID party.
Oh, I would love that.
You did have a party here that one time. It was pretty fun.
Which time?
A while ago. It was, like, a big party.
Here?
Yeah. Maybe years ago.
Yeah, probably when I moved in or something.
Yeah, it might even been literally the housewarming.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Those are different days.
I was thinking about wanting to have a big-ass party, and then I was like, oh, wait, you can't.
Your crib now is great for parties.
I know, I'm fucking pissed.
The living space is huge now.
Humongous, but I'm getting tired of it. My fucking landlord put the place up for sale.
The building?
Old building.
Oh, wow.
So I might have to get a new spot.
You might be getting squeezed out.
Yeah. And I'll make him squeeze something, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, he better squeeze, all right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Cock and balls with his ass.
That would be nice.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to squeeze into a t-shirt, you can go to cum.town and buy a t-shirt from the show.
That's right. Or stavi.biz, for that matter.
But they're different.
They are different.
Those aren't options as far as typing in different URLs and landing at the same spot. Cum.town is a different operation.
It's a different operation.
Uh-huh. Than the Stavros shirts. Mm-hmm. But those are the only two.
the important thing is that you do go to those two.
Yeah.
And never a third one if it ever starts.
And I'll tell you what, folks. That's how you know the show's over. That's how you know the show's ending.
That's right.
We finished that plug there.
We plugged our t-shirt businesses.
Hey, you know, the thing about plugs is you want to tactically put one in the middle of the show or you put another one at the end. Yeah, well, it's kind of like getting your asshole plugged up.
Mm-hmm.
Really? In what way, John?
That's interesting to think about, John.
I guess I didn't really, I didn't think about it.
I think Summerall was drunk a lot of the time, people say.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a primarily drunk profession, sports announcing, for all of history until recently.
This should be a drunk profession.
That's true.
That would be cool if we started getting drunk.
It would be great if, and then just have no recollect, really not remember what it was said on the show.
Start spilling some real tea.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Comic hasn't tried that yet. They're like, you're listening to Blackout Podcast?
He's just killing himself?
Yeah, I've been doing mics for 17 years. I started headlining. Things were going pretty good. COVID hit, and now... Now, I'm just going to get... I did Premium Blend. And, but since then, I've mostly just been working at Panera Bread.
But that all changes now.
It has to be a real thing.
This is the Blackout Podcast. And today we're talking about George Floyd. And I got some ideas on how we're going to fix this thing.
And we're taking a look at this issue from both sides. Mm-hmm.
I love the mental health podcasts that are, because it's comedians at stardom, and it's like comedians.
You're the least healthy people all time.
Right, exactly.
It's like, why the fuck would anyone listen?
It would be very funny if you lost literally just 10 pounds and then were like, need help dieting, making lifestyle changes.
I'm your guy.
Yeah, right.
Have you tried ordering not an appetizer and an entree every time from Seamless?
You don't have to eat the fortune cookie. Just get a second entree. And the fortune is that you will die.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
Bye.